Good morning. It's Monday, the 19th of December. I'm Claire Johnston, and this is the Courier Daily. Today, Dundee area editor Jake Keith brings us up to speed on the saga that saw the appointment of Jason Grant as Tayside's first period dignity officer, a role that was then scrapped after a backlash over the decision to put a man in the job. Now, Jason Grant has launched an employment tribunal claim, suing his employers for sex discrimination. More on that shortly. The Courier. Local matters. Catch up on all the important issues affecting our communities this festive season at thecourier.co.uk. Now, few could forget the furore that got up around the appointment of a male period dignity officer for Tayside. The outcry led to the eventual scrapping of the role, but Jason Grant, the man at the centre of the controversy, is now suing the working group that originally employed him on the grounds of sex discrimination. To tell us more, I'm joined by our Dundee area editor, Jake Keith. And Jake, just remind us of who created the role and why they put a male in it, only to then drop the position and the person appointed to fill it.
Yeah, so it all sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? I could speak about this in much more detail, but I'll just quickly run through the basics of what we know so far. So Jason Grant was hired by a working group made up of managers from Dundee City Council, Angus Council, Perth College and Dundee and Angus College. He was to lead on raising awareness of free period products in Tayside as part of a pioneering new law in Scotland. They believed he was the best person for the job, regardless of gender. And as you say, Claire, all hell broke loose after the announcement. And the group came under immense pressure for hiring a man from many groups, including charities. The story went global with coverage in China, India, Turkey, Australia, America, pretty much everywhere. Somehow, what should have been a straightforward good news story turned into crisis control. In the weeks after, the college decided to axe the role completely, much to Jason Grant's shock. As I understand it, Jason is still technically employed by the college, but he's been off ever since. So whatever happens with the case, it's fair to say it's been a PR disaster destined for the university textbook.
Yes, it certainly has been. And what have we been told about Jason Grant's case?
Jason has instructed Dundee law firm MML to lodge a claim of sex discrimination, as you say, against the group. And I do have some fresh details about the case that I can share. He feels he's been treated very poorly by his employers and essentially feels like he's been made into a scapegoat. So he claims he was shut out after the backlash and prevented from carrying out his duties. He then found out his role was axed in the press. The working group insists it made the decision due to threats and abuse of individuals, but it hasn't really expanded on that since. Jason clearly feels differently and believes the decision was taken because he's a man, hence the sex discrimination claim. As I understand it, the issue of his gender was actually already brought up and discussed at the interview stage. But the working group, obviously, as it panned out, agreed that there should be no problem. I also understand very few people applied for the role and Jason was the only man. So the key part of the case for the judge is clearly deciding what the true reason was for the job being binned.
Yes. So what can we expect to happen next with the case, and could it go to a tribunal hearing?
Yeah, so I can't see the case being dropped or thrown out by a judge, as does sometimes happen. So broadly speaking, there's two likely outcomes. It could settle, meaning a financial payment made to Jason as compensation, or it could go to a full employment tribunal hearing. A full hearing would be my preferred option because that would mean every detail is likely to come out publicly over maybe 2 weeks. Jason himself would speak as a witness, as would members of the working group and whoever else is considered important to the decision-making process. It would likely involve senior figures at Dundee and Angus College as well as the host employer. On the other hand, as I say, a settlement could mean fewer details are made public. There are often agreements attached to settlements, meaning the claimant can't speak publicly about all the details. But I think in this case, because of all the coverage worldwide, I think it would maybe be a little bit more tricky to have a stipulation like that. So even if it does settle, Jason may well be able to speak publicly on certain aspects, something he's yet to do. So, there are many, many more elements to this story, but one thing that's for sure is there's definitely a lot more to come.
Oh, it certainly sounds like it. Thanks very much, Jake, and we'll look out for your ongoing coverage of this case. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.